the painters are able here make nice thing from the not thing. And this is incredible.
And you're right, painters can actually make impressionable things from the poorer parts of the city.
Yeah. This is absolutely the point. And I am amazed. I see that they can make from the awful production plant, they're able to make so nice and extremely nice things. It's incredible.
But I think the way that you're talking about the art and the culture here that's developing in Beijing through places like 798 and also nearby here, we've got the Red Gate Gallery at Dongbianmun. There's many things happening here. And I think this is one of the steps on the road to Beijing, fulfilling its dream of becoming a world city. Now, they're giving themselves maybe another 20 years to do this, but it's one of the things, and I'm sure that coming from the Czech Republic, coming from a beautiful city that is on the UNESCO World Heritage Sites and so on, I'm sure there must be a lot of things, for example, Beijing could learn from Prague to help it achieve this goal.
No, it's absolutely true. I think we are very good at conservation of historical monuments, historical buildings, reconstruction of these buildings and maintaining as well. And this is, I think, we can offer. We can show our Beijing friends how to do it. And there are good relations between our two cities and our architects and our people who are taking care about the conservation of monuments. It's absolutely true. But at the same time, I think Beijing is going and developing very quickly, very fast. It's really, I think, it's approaching to this, well, ideal aim to become world city. Well, I think some things are needed to improve also in the environment, I mean, pollution and this type of things. But the city is going well, and I think they are in a very good way to be very quickly the world city.
And I think really with all this cultural interaction that's taking place with the many artists and performers in the future coming from your own country, helping, and this cross-fertilization of ideas between different countries and China helps even more towards this kind of idea. Now, before we go on to what you're doing here with the Embassy Art Programme, we, of course, in our neighbouring city, Shanghai, have got a very big event on there. And I believe that the words again I got, your pavilion, people say, incredible. It's based on fruits of civilization. Now, what does this mean? What's the idea, the aim of your pavilion?
Thank you very much for this nice words about our pavilion in Shanghai. It's true that now, according to some statistics, it belongs among the 10 best in Expo. And really, our idea is fruit of civilization. It's to show the Chinese and the foreign visitors what good results our society, our people got during the history. And you can see many things, I mean, from the historical time, from the architecture of Charles IV, up to the today's Nobel Prizes we have in specific chemistry and other things. So this is an example of what we reached during the time of the Czech society.
Also, apparently, inside it's kind of modeled on a fictitious model of the old Prague. And people get this idea of preservation, of conservation.
It's absolutely what we try to do, because the main slogan of the expo is Better City, Better Life. And we wanted to show that we are able to give a good example of how to maintain the good old city. But I would like to make another point. A part of the Czech National Pavilion, there is also Prague Pavilion in the expo. And there are also many things which are interesting for the Chinese. In the special Prague Pavilion, we are showing how the city is able to fight against floods. Because we have 3, 4, 5 years ago a huge flood in Prague, and we have elaborated a special system how to face this terrible event from the very beginning, from the early warning up to the moment if it is necessary to build up the protecting walls. So a part of the beauties, a part of the history, we are showing also very practical issues how to fight against floods in Prague Pavilion.
It, of course, is very relevant to really this year in China, sadly, tragically, with some of the things that we've seen going on. And obviously, if you can bring some of these ideas here, it is, again, it's helping this cross-cultural exchange. And one of the things that I found quite funny about your pavilion was the outside, the exterior, was decorated with what were called ice hockey pucks. Now, I'm going to confess, I did not know that the national sport of the Czech Republic is ice hockey.
But I'm surprised now, because you are a very experienced journalist, but you should know that we are the champion, world champion this year. So we have very, very strong Czech national team. This is sport number one in my country, but soccer is well sharing this position, and we are extremely good. We compete with the Canada, with the Russians, with the Americans. We are very good.
Yes, it came as one of these surprises when I saw this. I thought, Now, coming closer, one or two things here. One of the products that Czech Republic is very famous for, and something that I enjoy as well, is beer. And I've noticed here in Beijing, there are some places now starting to sell Czech beer. People say that some of the best beers, this is me being quite modest towards you, people have often said that some of the best beers in the world come from your country. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think the brand Czech beer, it's becoming fashion in Beijing. And there's a reason for that. Really, the Czech beer is something very traditional, very elaborated, very tasty, and very special. So I think, according to the view of some people, it's the best beer in the world, and we try to enter into the Chinese market in different ways. And there are now different brands of the Czech beer here, and we will continue with that.
I remember a few years ago actually having Budweiser from Czech. It was quite amazing. I thought, what's this? Because I actually got it in Scotland. And I thought, what is this? And I read about it and discovered this was the original Budweiser.
Absolutely.